Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're tackling a really transformative force in higher education, artificial intelligence. It's, you know, it's not just some future idea anymore. AI is actively being used right now, everywhere from like how students learn to how universities actually run.
Yeah, institutions are definitely seeing it as, well, key for staying competitive, for innovation.
Right.
And we've got a lot of material here looking at the practical ways AI is being used, you know, on campuses now, and also the big questions researchers are digging into.
So we'll cover the current applications and the big research themes.
Exactly. What's happening now and what people are trying to figure out next.
And it really feels like we are at this major turning point, doesn't it?
It does.
This AI inflection point, as some call it, it's being pushed along by these really accessible tools like ChatGPT, Microsoft Copilot, Google Gemini. They're changing teaching and learning fast.
Yeah, there's a lot of potential, but also, you know, some real things to think through.
For sure. So, listener, your mission for this deep dive is to get a good, solid grasp of how AI is currently used in higher ed and the main research areas, but, you know, without feeling totally overwhelmed by the tech speak.
Let's dive in.
Okay, so where is AI really making its mark right now?
Well, one huge area is making learning more personalized. It's happening in a couple of main ways.
Okay, like those adaptive learning platforms. I've seen names like Smart Sparrow, Dreambox, Newton. What's the basic idea there?
So these platforms use AI to watch how a student is doing, you know, their understanding, their pace.
Right.
And based on that, they change the content, the difficulty, maybe even how it's presented.
Oh.
The goal is really targeted support for each student. Help them where they need it. Let them move faster if they get it. It could really change things, moving away from everyone getting the same stuff.
Or individualized paths.
Exactly. And that could potentially boost engagement, help students stick with it. Plus, they can adapt to different learning styles, which is great for inclusivity.
That sounds super efficient, like a tutor constantly adjusting things. And then there are also intelligent tutoring systems, ITS, Conmigo is one I've heard of. How are they different?
Yeah, so while adaptive platforms might change the whole path, ITS are usually more focused. They give like step-by-step help within a specific subject.
Ah.
They give them like AI guides for problem solving. They give instant feedback, explain concepts, really useful in, say, STEM fields.
Gotcha.
They help find those specific knowledge gaps. You know, tools like Thinkster Math or Querium fit here. So adaptive learning is more the what and when. ITS is more the how within a task.
Yeah.
Try to give some of that one-on-one tutor benefit, but, you know, available anytime.
Okay, so AI is definitely changing how students learn, but it's also hitting the institutions themselves, the admin side.
Oh, absolutely. Automating admin tasks is a massive area. Big efficiency gains.
Like what specifically?
Well, admissions and recruitment, for one. AI tools can help sort through applications, process transcripts. There's the SIA tool that uses NLP for that. Yeah, and they can even help predict who's likely to enroll and succeed and personalize outreach to potential students.
So streamlining those really high-volume jobs, what else?
Scheduling and logistics.
Yeah.
Optimizing course registration, building class schedules with fewer conflicts, managing campus transport, even helping with budgets and event planning, like timely for event management.
Okay.
And then just general admin productivity. Think AI assistants like Alexa or Google Assistant, but also integrated tools like Microsoft Copilot or Human Intelligence. They handle calendars, draft emails, transcribe meetings. Human Intelligence even suggests ways for teams to interact better.
Huh. So like this invisible engine making things run smoother, freeing up people for maybe more complex work.
Exactly, more strategic stuff.
Now, assessment, that always gets people talking. AI and grading and feedback.
Yeah, definitely a hot topic. And complex automated grading systems like Gradescope, Grade, TopMarks AI are being used for certain assignments. The idea is efficiency, consistency, faster feedback for students. And there's research looking into whether AI can grade more complex skills, not just multiple choice.
Hmm. I can see the efficiency, but grading, like a nuanced essay, that feels very human.
That's the core of the debate, really. How well can AI capture that nuance?
Hmm.
It's a big research question. But AI is being used for feedback, too. Grammarly is a good example.
Yeah, I use that.
Right? It gives immediate tips on grammar, style, even logic. That can be super helpful for students refining their work.
And then there's academic integrity. Generative AI must be making that even trickier.
Oh, definitely. AI has been used for plagiarism detection for a while, but Gen AI flips the script. students can generate text now.
Yeah.
So traditional detection gets harder. It's forcing a big rethink about what integrity means and how we assess it now.
Seems like every AI advance brings new questions. Okay, what about learning analytics? AI feels perfect for crunching all that student data.
It really is. AI-powered analytics can sift through tons of data grades, online engagement, demographics, to spot students who might be struggling or at risk of dropping out.
So institutions can step in earlier.
Exactly. Timely interventions. It's also used for bigger picture stuff, like predicting enrollment trends.
Using data to be more proactive, basically, both for student support and institutional planning.
Mm.
What other ways is AI directly helping students?
Well, student support and engage, we're seeing more AI chatbots and virtual assistants.
Mm.
Things like Ivy.ai or Georgia Tech's Jill Watson TA.
Jill Watson, right, the AI TA.
Yeah. They give 2,147 answers to common questions, admissions, financial aid, registration, IT help.
Frees up the human advisors.
Precisely. For the more complex personal stuff. And AI is also in engagement tools, like Packback for online discussions, or even in gamified learning to boost motivation.
That 2047 info access must be huge for students trying to figure out university systems. Okay, generative AI. We touched on integrity, but how else is it being used? It's everywhere now.
It really is. It's huge for content creation. Faculty are using ChatGPT, Copilot, Gemini to help draft lesson plans, notes, quizzes, rubrics, case studies, summarize research.
Straights things up.
Massively. And allows for more customization. Plus, AI is being used for immersive learning, like simulations in virtual environments.
Oh, yeah.
Platforms like Labster for science labs, or Engage for virtual learning scenarios. Great for fields like healthcare, engineering. Giving that hands-on feel.
Those simulations sound really powerful for understanding tricky concepts. But of course, students are using Gen AI too, right?
Oh, absolutely. For brainstorming, outlining papers, getting research help, sometimes even generating text drafts.
Which brings us back to integrity concerns.
Exactly. It just highlights how important it is to have clear guidelines and conversations about using these tools responsibly in learning.
Definitely a balancing act. Let's talk accessibility. AI seems like it has huge potential there.
A really important area, yeah. AI assistive tech is making a big difference. Text-to-speech, speech-to-text, captioning, translation, tools like Natural Reader, Kurzweil 3000, Otter.ai, even features in Microsoft Teams.
Supporting students with disabilities, non-native speakers.
Exactly. And just the general ability of AI to personalize content delivery can make things more inclusive by catering to different learning styles, too.
That's great to hear. What about for the faculty and researchers themselves? How's AI helping them?
It's becoming a really valuable research assistant. It can speed up literature reviews, sift through papers efficiently.
Takes a ton of time, I bet.
For sure. And it's used for analyzing big data sets, even qualitative data, spotting patterns humans might miss, building predictive models, visualizing data, even helping draft manuscripts. It's accelerating research across the board.
Wow. So AI is really touching almost every part of the university. You even mentioned campus security briefly.
Yeah, just a quick note. Some places are using AI in surveillance systems, intelligent video analysis to detect anomalies or potential threats in real time.
Okay, that's quite a range of applications. It's pretty staggering. Now, let's shift gears a bit to the research side of things. You mentioned three main communities, AAD, EDM, and LOLIC.
That's right. These are the main academic groups studying AI in education.
Can you break those down a bit?
Sure. So AAD, Artificial Intelligence in Education, is the oldest field. It focuses on designing and evaluating AI systems for learning intelligent tutors, adaptive learning. It draws on AI techniques and learning science.
Okay, building the tools.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Then there's EDM, Educational Data Mining. That emerged maybe mid-2000s. It uses data mining, machine learning on educational data to understand how students learn, especially within digital tools.
Analyzing the data from the tools.
You got it. And then LELK, Learning Analytics and Knowledge, came along around 2011. It's similar to EDM, but often broader. It looks at the whole educational system, how data can optimize learning and the environment, considering all the stakeholders, students, teachers, admins.
So AAD builds it, EDM analyses learning within it, LA uses data for the bigger picture.
That's a great summary. Yeah. And what's interesting now is they're all starting to overlap more.
Makes sense.
Especially with powerful AI like deep learning and Gen AI becoming common. Researchers are using ideas from all three fields. The big conferences, AED, EDM, LK, are where a lot of this cross-pollination happens.
A more unified approach emerging. So what are the hot topics? What are researchers really focusing on in these fields right now?
Okay, several big themes. One major one is just effectiveness and impact. Are these AI tools actually working?
Right, the bottom line.
Yeah. Does AI tutoring improve test scores? Does adaptive learning boost engagement? Do feedback tools help writing? Researchers are trying to rigorously measure the effects on student outcomes, performance, skills, motivation.
Are the results positive?
It's mixed, honestly. Some studies show benefits, like better scores with adaptive systems. Others raise concerns maybe about hindering critical thinking if students rely too much on AI. So yeah. There's a real push for careful long-term studies.
Okay, proving the value. What else?
Another huge area is pedagogical integration. How does AI actually change teaching and learning?
Like, how do you use it well in the classroom?
Exactly. How does it influence curriculum design, how teachers teach, how we assess students? Can AI genuinely reduce faculty workload grading, creating materials? Mm. And how do teaching frameworks like TPAC need to adapt? People are talking about an AI pack now.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of discussion about shifting towards more student-centered learning with AI facilitating things. It's a potential transformation of the classroom model.
That's fundamental. What about the ethics? That must be huge in the research.
Absolutely central. Ethical implications, bias, fairness.
Yeah.
It's a massive research theme. Data privacy is a big one, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And algorithmic bias, how AI might disadvantage certain groups. Researchers looking hard at where bias comes from, how it affects marginalized students, and importantly, how to detect and fix it. Transparency is key to mm-hmm. understanding why the AI makes certain decisions. And academic integrity with Gen AI, that's a constant ethical puzzle.
Right.
Plus, ensuring fair access to these tools.
Preventing AI from just making existing inequalities worse.
Precisely. That's a major goal.
Any other big research themes?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
There's research on faculty and student factors, attitudes towards AI. Are they ready to use it? Do they trust it? What kind of AI literacy training is needed? Researchers use things like technology acceptance models to study this. They also look at how students actually use AI and worry about potential digital AI divides.
Right, the human side of adoption.
Mm-hmm. And then there's research focused on AI for specific areas, STEM, language learning, health fields, collaborative work, new kinds of assessment, even AI for supporting research itself.
Tailoring AI for different needs.
Exactly. And finally, there's a whole stream just on generative AI itself, its yeah. impact on creating content, how it affects student learning, the specific integrity issues, how it changes learning analytics, and its own unique ethical questions.
It's a really broad research agenda. Are there specific questions researchers are asking right now, say, for the next year or two?
Yeah. Looking at recent conference themes and reviews, some key questions pop up. Like, how does Gen AI impact each step of the learning analytics process?
Okay.
What problems in learning analytics or EDM can Gen AI help solve? Maybe analyzing unstructured data like discussion forums or generating realistic synthetic data for research.
Interesting.
How can we use Gen AI to help students understand complex topics better, their epistemic progression? How do we use these large AI models effectively and safely for creating educational materials and assessments?
Practical how-to questions.
Right. And critically, how do we make sure these AI systems are trustworthy, fair, explainable, secure, and respect privacy? That's huge.
The ethical foundations.
Definitely. How do we effectively mitigate biases, especially in these big generative models? Are we properly considering students with disabilities when designing and using AI assessment tools? What are the specific risks for them, and how do we address those?
Very important considerations.
And then looking at the approach, what theories support human-centered learning analytics or human-centered AI? How do we effectively involve students, teachers, everyone, in designing and evaluating these systems? And how do we rigorously measure if these human-centered approaches actually work in the real world?
So lots of focus on effectiveness, ethics, fairness, and making it human-centered.
That sums it up really well.
Okay, so we've covered the applications and the research. Let's try to synthesize the impact. What are the main benefits people are seeing or hoping for from AI in higher ed?
Well, a big one is definitely enhanced learning experiences.
Mm-hmm.
The personalization, the adaptive content, the instant feedback from tutors, the immersive simulations. The hope is this leads to students being more engaged, more motivated, understanding things better.
Maybe even deeper learning.
That's the goal. Pushing beyond just memorization towards critical thinking. Another major benefit is efficiency and productivity.
We talked about that with admin tasks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Automating admissions, grading, scheduling, communications. It frees up faculty and staff time for things that need a human touch. And Gen AI helping create course materials adds to that.
Makes sense. What else?
Accessibility and inclusivity are huge potential benefits. Those assistive technologies, text-to-speech, captioning, translation, really help diverse learners. Adapting content to different styles helps too. It could potentially level the playing field a bit.
Using tech to lower barriers.
Right. And then there's data-driven decision-making. Learning analytics gives institutions deeper insights into how students are learning, who's at risk, that can inform interventions, improve teaching, adjust curricula, allocate resources better.
Making smarter choices based on evidence.
And finally, just preparing students for the future. Developing AI literacy and practical skills is becoming crucial for the workforce they'll enter.
Okay, those are some compelling benefits, but it can't all be positive. What are the downsides, the challenges people are encountering or worried about?
Yeah, there are definitely significant challenges. Ethical concerns are probably top of the list.
We touched on bias, privacy.
Exactly. Bias in algorithms, data privacy risks, lack of transparency in how AI works, who's accountable when things go wrong, and the huge academic integrity threat from Gen AI. These are major hurdles.
And implementing this stuff isn't cheap, right?
Not at all. The cost of buying, implementing, maintaining AI systems, plus the needed infrastructure, it's high. And that could actually worsen inequities between well-resourced and less-resourced institutions.
The rich-get-richer scenario.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Then there's the issue of accuracy and reliability. AI can make mistakes, generate misinformation, those hallucinations people talk about.
Right.
Training data can be biased. AI might lack real-world context. So you constantly need human oversight and critical evaluation. You can't just trust it blindly.
That leads to concerns about learning itself, doesn't it? If students rely too much on AI.
That's a big worry. Could it hinder critical thinking, analysis, problem solving, creativity, even fundamental writing skills?
Mm-hmm.
Is it leading to shallower learning where students just get the answer without the struggle?
The easy way out problem.
Kind of. And related to that is academic integrity again. Gen AI is a serious threat. Detection is hard, and it forces institutions to fundamentally rethink how they assess student work.
A massive challenge. What about the people involved, the faculty and staff?
Big challenges there too. Lack of AI literacy, technical skills, understanding how to integrate AI effectively into teaching. It requires serious professional development and institutional support.
Which takes time and resources.
Exactly. Plus, there can be resistance to change or concerns about AI actually increasing workload initially as people learn new systems.
And the fear of dehumanization, less human interaction.
That's definitely a concern. If students interact more with AI than with professors and peers, could it impact engagement, social skills, emotional development, that feeling of isolation?
And the job displacement question, are people worried about AI taking jobs?
It's certainly an anxiety. Will automation lead to job losses or just devalue certain roles in the university?
And finally, just the tech itself can be a challenge.
Yeah, technical failures, cybersecurity risks, especially with all that sensitive student data, and just the difficulty of managing these complex, often opaque AI systems.
So a real mix of exciting potential and serious challenges to navigate. Let's dig a bit deeper into the ethical side, because that seems woven through everything.
It really is. Ethics are intrinsic to using AI in education, because AI can influence student opportunities, assessment, their whole future. Higher ed has a responsibility here, not just to use AI ethically, but maybe also to help shape how society develops responsible AI.
Okay, so data privacy, what are the key issues there?
Well, AI systems often need vast amounts of sensitive student data to work. Grades, learning behaviors, demographics.
Right.
So big concerns about unauthorized access, data breaches, misuse of that data. Institutions need really strong data security. They need to comply with regulations like FERPA in the US or GDPR in Europe. Transparency about what data is collected and why, and getting informed consent are crucial.
And public Gen AI tools add another layer of risk.
Definitely. Students putting personal or academic info into public tools. Where does that data go? Who owns it? Plus, there's generally low confidence right now that current cybersecurity policies are really adequate for these new AI risks.
Okay, that's worrying. What about algorithmic bias? You mentioned it as a major research theme. How does it actually happen?
Bias can creep in multiple ways. The training data might reflect historical inequities. If past admissions data favored certain groups, an AI trained on it might perpetuate that.
Garbage in, garbage out.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Or the algorithm itself might be flawed, or human biases get encoded into the system during design.
Can you give some examples in higher ed?
Sure. AI in admissions might unfairly screen out qualified minority applicants. Predictive analytics might flag students from certain backgrounds as at risk more often, not because they're less capable, but because the data reflects systemic disadvantages. Automated grading could penalize non-native English speakers unfairly. Even things like AI proctoring systems have shown bias against students with darker skin tones. Recommendation systems might steer students towards paths based on majority trends, limiting exposure to other options. Tools might even favor students who had access to expensive college consultants whose input shaped the AI's expectations. The big danger is disproportionately harming already marginalized groups.
So how do we fight this bias? What are the strategies?
It's a multi-pronged approach. First, data-centric methods. Using diverse, representative, high-quality training data is key, maybe augmenting data for underrepresented groups, reweighting data points, strong data governance, regular audits.
Cleaning up the input.
Right. Then algorithmic approaches. Designing algorithms specifically, to be fair, using techniques during or after training to adjust for bias. Transparency helps too. Explainable AI, or XAI, tries to make models less of a black box. There's a model called FairMars designed for interpretability and student risk prediction.
Seeing inside the box.
Exactly. Regular audits and ongoing monitoring are crucial to check for bias after deployment. And fundamentally, human oversight. AI should support human judgment, not replace it, especially in high-stakes decisions.
Keep humans in the loop.
Absolutely. Having diverse development teams and involving stakeholders, students, faculty, staff in the design and testing process helps catch biases early. This is part of that co-design or participatory design idea.
Makes sense.
And finally, AI literacy. Educating everyone about how bias can occur and how to critically evaluate AI outputs.
So it's a combination of better data, smarter algorithms, transparency, oversight, diverse teams, and education.
That's the toolkit, yeah.
What about transparency and accountability more broadly, beyond just bias?
It connects to the black box problem again. Institutions need to be clear about how they're using AI, what data it uses, what logic it follows, who is responsible if an AI makes a harmful decision. Establishing clear lines of accountability and governance structures, maybe like AI ethics review boards, is becoming really important.
Okay. And academic integrity. I keep coming back to it.
Because GenAI makes it such a pressing ethical issue. Defining authorship, ensuring honesty. Institutions absolutely need clear policies on acceptable AI use, and they need to educate students on proper attribution versus cheating. It's forcing a hard look at assessment. Maybe less focus on traditional essays, more on process or in-class work.
A necessary shift, maybe. And equity and accessibility AI can help, but also harm.
Yes. The potential to improve accessibility is huge, as we discussed, but we have to ensure these tools are truly accessible to everyone, including students with various disabilities. We need alternatives available. And we have to guard against widening the digital divide, ensuring all students have access to the necessary devices, internet, and training. There's actually not much research yet specifically on the risks AI tools pose for students with disabilities, which is a gap.
Something needing more attention. What about human agency?
Good point. Ethical AI integration should augment human capabilities, support teaching and learning, not replace human judgment or meaningful interaction. We need to avoid creating a dehumanized learning experience and think about the psychological and social impacts on students and staff.
Maintaining the human element.
Critical.
Yeah.
And there are other ethical knots too. Intellectual property, for instance.
Oh, yeah.
Using copyrighted material to train AI models raises legal questions. And who owns the copyright on something an AI generates? Institutions need policies on this.
Complex legal ground.
Mm-hmm. And briefly, even the environmental impact. Training these huge AI models consumes a lot of energy, so sustainable AI practices are becoming part of the ethical conversation, too.
Wow, okay. Ethics is clearly a deep and crucial layer. Let's look ahead. What are the emerging trends, the future directions for AI in higher ed?
Well, one clear trend is just increased integration. AI moving from pilot projects to being woven more strategically into institutional operations, driven by those efficiency goals, personalization, and just staying competitive.
Becoming standard practice.
Increasingly, yes. And within that, a deepening focus on learning analytics and student success. Using AI more for prediction. Identifying at-risk students, personalizing pathways, really using data to drive decisions across the board. And trying to make those insights accessible to more people, not just data scientists.
Democratizing data.
Exactly. Also, an enhanced emphasis on accessibility, AI-assistive tech, becoming even more central to inclusivity efforts.
Good. What about the AI tech itself? What's coming down the pike?
We'll see more sophisticated generative AI, for sure. The emergence of AI agents, AI that can take actions and complete tasks more autonomously. Small language models or SLMs might become more common, more efficient, maybe easier to customize for specific tasks.
Interesting.
AI models focus specifically on reasoning and problem solving. And AI playing a bigger role in scientific discovery, accelerating research even further.
So the tech keeps marching on. How does this change the role of educators?
That's a big discussion. The trend seems to be shifting educators towards being facilitators, mentors, guides. AI handles more routine tasks, freeing them up for higher order thinking skills, teaching ethics, providing personalized support.
More focus on the human skill.
Precisely. Which links to the growing importance of AI literacy. It's becoming a fundamental skill for everyone, students, faculty, staff. So we'll see more development of training programs, AI literacy frameworks, maybe integrating it into curricula.
Everyone needs to understand it.
Mm-hmm. And the ethical debate will continue, leading to more policy development, refining governance structures for data privacy, bias, fairness, transparency, integrity. We're seeing more universities creating AI-specific acceptable use policies, or AUPs.
Trying to get ahead of the issues.
Right. And student perspectives will be increasingly important. They're adopting AI rapidly, often as just another assistive tool. Institutions need to involve students in policy discussions and encourage responsible experimentation.
Listening to the users.
Yeah. And overall, I think the mood is one of cautious optimism, with a real emphasis on human-centered approaches. Human-centered AI, human-centered learning analytics involving stakeholders in design, focusing on augmenting, not replacing.
Keeping people at the core.
That seems to be the emerging consensus for responsible development.
Okay, this has been incredibly comprehensive. So to wrap up, what's the main takeaway here?
I think the key takeaway is that AI presents this really transformative but also really complex landscape for higher education. There's this dynamic tension, you know, between the amazing opportunities and some very significant challenges and ethical considerations.
It's not simple.
Not at all. Realizing AI's potential for good, really enhancing learning, making things more efficient and equitable, it's going to require a very strategic, ethical, and fundamentally human-centered approach. Success really hinges on collaboration, careful planning, and keeping the focus firmly on improving learning opportunities for everyone. Responsibly.
A thoughtful path forward is needed.
Absolutely.
All right, let's leave our listeners with a final thought. As AI gets more integrated, think about how it won't just change how we teach and learn, but how it might fundamentally reshape our very understanding of knowledge, creativity, maybe even the purpose of higher education itself in an AI-driven world. What new questions should we start asking about the future of learning?
That's a great question to ponder.